Unit 12, Negotiation. Part 1, Lead-in Activities. Task 1, complete the following paragraphs according to the recording you have just heard. 5 tips to improve your negotiating skills. Improving one's negotiating skills involve understanding alternatives clearly, knowing how to calculate utility, and controlling emotions. People generally are weak negotiators. More interested in conflict avoidance, the average person prefers to settle for situations rather than engage in what is perceived as conflict and applying some effort to negotiate a materially better result. Here follow 5 tips to improve your negotiating skills. 1. Know your BATNA. When negotiating, do you know what your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA, is? Articulating and understanding your BATNA is crucial to negotiating a result closer to your favor. If you don't go through this process and fail to define what your best situation to a failed negotiation would be, you will never know if the negotiated result makes you materially better off. After all, you may end up accepting a scenario worse than your BATNA, in which case you would have walked away. 2. Define deal breakers. Have you ever gone through a negotiation and insisted on an item that later turned out to be a non-issue? Perhaps you lost out on some upside on deal for failing to close for a reason that, looking back, you should not have valued so highly. Before entering a negotiation, similar to knowing what your BATNA is, define precisely what items matter the most to you and what issues don't. 3. Separate the self. Letting go of your ego in a negotiation, especially a potentially contentious one, is the hardest skill to master, but vital to becoming a better negotiator. Good negotiators can separate their ego from a situation at hand where significant consequences, monetary or otherwise, can result. To avoid a situation in which someone might be able to take advantage of you, or one in which you might negotiate haphazardly, eliminating your ego from the equation can help free your mind from external pressures like the pressure to please others or avoid conflict. 4. Calculate utility. Related to point 1 about knowing your BATNA, calculating expected utility for one situation or negotiated result versus another is important. A quick way to tag a monetary cost to an alternative is to know what your hourly rate is. Do you know what 1 hour of opportunity cost is worth to you? Put in other words, if you know that you can make $100 in an hour if given the choice to do something that won't net $100, do the intangible benefits outweigh that difference? If yes, then proceed. If not, don't. 5. Be ready to walk away. In any negotiation, you must be willing to walk away. If you are not able and unwilling to do this, you are already operating from a position of great weakness. Leaving the table and being serious about your position sends a very strong signal to your counterparty that concessions must be made to keep you interested or talking. If not, you must leave. Too many times, negotiators are not willing to do this, leaving to an imbalanced result outside their favor, thinking specifically of people overpaying for a car on site at a dealership. In short, become a savvier negotiator requires understanding and valuing alternative outcomes in a clear and systematic fashion.